Greetings, Lenten pilgrims. As I sit with you on this Good Friday, I think about a year ago at Vine Street Christian Church and the eve of Good Friday, our Maundy Thursday event that took place in the upper room right off the sanctuary. I think of the program that Bruce Condell and Debbie Howell helped put together and produce, and all of you who helped pitch in with the supplies that were needed and the props that we needed, and most of all, for your spirit, which for me helped that night in the upper room become so much more than just personal, beyond personal, as if I was actually a part of it, had a role to play in it, as each and every one of us truly do. And then last night, I hope you heard the Maundy Thursday service that was sent out. I was trying to capture just a bit of that same intimacy for us, even though we're all separated. Wanted to bring us together around that table in a way that only the Spirit could do. I hope you experienced that feeling from that service last night. I want to give credit to Shane Claiborne, who has put words about Maundy Thursday in his book called Common Prayer, and many of those inspirations I spoke of last night were inspired by his words. And that was quite a meal. But today is day 39 of our Lenten journey. It's Good Friday. It's the day our Lord carries and is nailed to his cross. We will turn back to Joyce Rupp's wonderful devotional called Jesus, Friend of My Soul, for our Good Friday devotion. It's called One Who Surrenders All. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verse 46 reads this way: Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. The hour had come. Beaten and stripped not only of his clothes, but also of his mission, his success, and his future plans, Jesus' work was finished, whether he wanted it to be or not. He who had given totally of himself for the sake of others now hung dying on the limbs of a tree. He felt abandoned. What sounded like despair and utter failure would eventually be remembered by his disciples as a tremendous moment of yielded love. The desolation of Jesus on the cross would become a powerful symbol of complete surrender to an infinite love whose affectionate, compassionate heart embraces all. You see, endless opportunities emerge throughout our lives, insisting that we let go of what holds us back from completely giving ourselves to the Holy One. This surrender involves a willingness to cease pushing to have only what we can control. As much as we would like it to be so, we do not have the ability to manage everything by ourselves. This reality leads to our having to make a consequential choice to release ourselves trustingly to God's love or to claw our way further into resistance against life's inevitable crosses. Author Cynthia Bourgeau notes that many revered writers on the topic of spirituality have come to this conclusion. Quote, all along it has been surrender, carrying them home to the heart of God. The Good Friday question for you today. Will you also let surrender carry you home today? Let us pray. Loving Lord Jesus, surrendered Son, your cry of agony and abandonment echoes in the chambers of our hearts. The final surrender of your entire being into the waiting embrace of your Abba inspires us too to let go and yield to love. Today, on this Good Friday, I join with Jesus in his surrender. Amen. Well, there's one more day left in our Lenten journey, friends. That will be Holy Saturday, tomorrow, the 40th day of our 40-day walk in the wilderness. So be looking for that devotional as well. And then on Sunday, our plans are to do a Facebook Live mini service from the sanctuary of Vine Street Christian Church at 10 a.m. Central Time, so that if you have access to Facebook Live, you'll be able to watch that service live. We will also download that service and send it out to everyone who's been receiving all of these devotions. So one way or another, we can all watch the celebration service of Easter resurrection. But until tomorrow, remember today. Today's about one thing. Surrender. Give it up. Give it all. Unclench the fists. Open the heart. And let God come in. Amen.